a shutdown deal in sight, insect extinction, and Barbies with disabilities. This is what you need to know. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning, Carlo.
Good morning. Here's what's happening today.
We begin with news from late last night that Democratic and Republican lawmakers reached a deal in principle that would avoid a second government shutdown. The agreement reportedly includes about $1.4 billion for physical barriers at the border and 55 miles of new fencing. This is far less than the $5 billion and 200 miles that the White House has requested. At a rally in El Paso last night, President Trump told supporters, "We are building the wall anyway."
There is only one question. Will the president sign on to this deal? Sean Hannity, who is more or less the voice of the Trump base, has already called it a, quote, garbage compromise. Now, Jill, we know that the president is very easily influenced by what his supporters say on television. So this is far from a done deal, but it is progress.
Also making political headlines, top Democrats condemned one of their own, freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, for tweets that she made about Israel, which many perceived to be anti-Semitic. Omar has apologized, quote, unequivocally, after her tweets suggesting that money is the motivator for U.S. politicians to defend Israel.
It's interesting to watch Nancy Pelosi attempt to deal with this very assertive new freshman caucus that she has. This is also not the first time that Omar has gotten herself into some hot water in the just 6 weeks she's been in Congress. Jill, you know my rule here. This is a life hack, folks, free life hack here. Don't tweet. Don't do it if you're in Congress. Don't do it if you're unemployed. Don't do it if you're employed. Just don't do it.
Switching gears to the environment, a third of all insect species on Earth are in the process of going extinct, according to a new study. The authors found that deforestation and pesticide use were the biggest factors contributing to a huge die-off in insects globally. They say that if humans didn't make changes, it would lead to the largest extinction event since the dinosaurs.
You know, you ever notice how sometimes there's like stories that you didn't even know you had to be worried about, and now you do? Like, this is one of those terrifying stories that you didn't even really know existed. This is the first global review of its kind. The authors say we're in the midst of the Earth's sixth mass extinction, with 40% of the world's insects already in decline. Now, Jill, insects are obviously crucial because they're part of the food chain and they're pollinators, right? They're part of the food production on Earth. The report says the Earth could be insect-free in just 100 years.
Incredible. Carlo, have you filed your taxes yet?
No.
Okay, well, the average tax refund check is down 8%. That's about $170 from last year, according to the IRS. Angry taxpayers have flooded social media with the hashtag GOP tax scam after finding out their refunds would be less, despite their incomes remaining the same. In some cases, people are losing deductions that they counted on, while in other cases, they're just getting more in their paychecks.
Yeah, I think that changing in the withholding tables gave a lot of people actually more cash during the year. That said, a lot of working class people are also not getting the deductions they were because of the new tax law. A glass half full way to look at this is if you get a smaller refund check, think of it this way. You loaned less interest-free money to Uncle Sam last year.
Such an optimist,
Carl. That's me.
All right, so good news for kids. Toys R Us could be making a comeback, and it will be in time for the next holiday season. Former execs are looking to bring the retailer back under a new name, True Kids, and this includes Toys R Us and Babies R Us. Also, Jeffrey the Giraffe, he's coming back as Steve.
No.
Just kidding. It was a joke in our newsletter this morning, so I thought I'd try it out.
You know, Jill, I am invested in this story. I'm a Toys R Us lover. I was bummed when they went bankrupt. I used to go to that store all the time with my parents growing up. But the way in which Toys R Us went bankrupt, the company made some very serious mistakes, but it was a group of hedge funds that saddled it with debt and effectively decided the company was worth more dead than alive. That's what killed it. So I'm pulling for the comeback, even if it ends up with a stupid name like True Kids.
In other toy news, Mattel's latest addition to the Barbie line includes Barbie dolls with disabilities, different kinds of hair, and new body types. One new Barbie has a wheelchair, another comes with a prosthetic leg. Studies have shown that how dolls look can influence the children who play with them.
You know, Joel, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Mattel is a smart American company. This is how they've been able to keep Barbie relevant for 60 years, by changing with the times. All you need to do is look at last week. Mattel crushed their earnings due to very strong sales of Barbies. People were worried they were actually going to get really hurt because of the Toys R Us liquidation, but they killed it because of Barbie.
You know, I was playing with Barbies when I was a little girl, and it's crazy to think my daughter could also be playing with them in a year or two, and you know, I used to joke and make fun of my parents for holding on to all my toys, but I'm glad they did.
Totally.
In sports, Heisman winner Kyler Murray giving back more than $1 million in signing bonus money to the Oakland Athletics baseball team, and he is committing himself to the NFL draft. Of course, this is after being previously drafted as a baseball player. Now, if Murray is drafted in the first round, he would be the first person in history to be a first-round pick in both the NFL and MLB drafts.
Bold move here by Murray. This kid is 5'10", which would make him one of the shortest quarterbacks in the NFL. The last quarterback who was 5'10 to throw an NFL pass, my boy Doug Flutie, back in 2005. There's your trivia for the day.
And I'd like the amount of talent that Murray has in his left pinky.
And I'd like $1 million to play baseball.
We can dream. Fox News host has created a stir after remarking on air that he has not washed his hands in 10 years. Pete Hegseth, he's co-host of Fox and Friends, said, quote, germs are not a real thing. He later says this was a joke, but the reaction to those comments was pretty swift.
Fox and filth, more like it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this guy was joking, but kind of a weird thing to joke about on TV, right?
Very strange. All right, that's what you need to know for February 12th. It's a Tuesday. Don't forget also to sign up for our newsletter for these stories and a lot more in your inbox every morning. Just go to theneedtoknow.com. That is to the number.
Bye, folks.